From the Otter Daily Devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His Word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the Otter Daily Devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another wonderful day in the presence of God. The day the Lord has made, the day the Lord has said, I will uphold you, I will bless you, I will do everything that you are trusting me for, and no evil shall come upon you. Every good thing you have done, the response shall make you laugh. That's what the Lord is saying. Because you have pegged your tether with God, I said, I am thine, O Lord. The topic for today is God, my all in all. God, my all in all. What about you? God, our all in all. Exodus chapter 23 verse 25. Exodus 23:25. It says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Wow. That is for a determined soul, a matured mind. You know, brethren, when you choose God, you worship God, you're making your Lord and Savior, you put everything under him, you are simply fulfilling the will of God. The Lord said, because you are with me, because you believe in me, because you are ready to do my will, don't worry. I will supply all your need. You will not labor. I will not allow you to be stressed. The Lord, the one whom you believe, says he will give you bread. That is, he will feed you with good food. Supply water. That is to let you know that comfortability shall be your portion. And to let you know, he said it. He said, I will remove illness from among you. No sickness. With God, how many things are possible? All things are possible. That's why when you are giving your life to Christ, you made up your mind, you said, Lord, I am with you. Blessings follow. You look into the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 14. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14. I will pick that. I want to release the blessings that the Lord has placed there, verse by verse. Don't just serve God with your mouth. Don't serve God with your mouth. Serve God wholeheartedly. Look at what he says in that book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. He says, and it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Wow. You have your part to play. I have my part to play. All of us will have our part to play. My God, your God, our God. It has to do with our mind. When you are trusting God for total blessing, the Lord will make himself available. That's why he's saying, if you act diligently, that is, if you totally surrendered yourself, no biased mind, you are not going in a scatter after another God, you've made up your mind, and you are listening to his voice. Whatever he tells you to do, do. You know, Virgin Mary said that as well at the wedding in Canaan. Now I'm telling you today that if you can listen carefully to the voice of God, to his commandment, not only listen, but you are observing it. You know, to observe something, you look at it carefully. Are you looking at the word of the Lord carefully? Why do you need to do that? Because his commandment, you have to study it. You study, you meditate over it, you observe it. What did the Lord say? After taking all these things into consideration and you are observing it, then the Lord will not leave you in the valley. You will experience mountaintop life. As you are listening to me today, give it a try. Concentrate on God. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a good workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rather dividing the word of truth. Do it. Hearken diligently unto him, and you come back rejoicing, for he will take care of everything. And he said, we will be above nations. Let me stop here today. By the grace of God, I continue from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 2. Before then, I say the mighty hand of the Lord rest upon you. Go forward. Enjoy his grace. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in his word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 2 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.